And by the way, when Skillet comes on, if you're willing to hang around, I will answer all questions, but I got to get a video of Skillet for my website because I have him exposed, and I'd love to get another video of him because he's just a worldly, wicked, carnal man, and I want to expose that. He plays at Hellfest. It's a devil group, and I got a video of him on stage doing the devil horns. And he sells all kinds of carnal things. He believes Marvel Comics. He believes Marvel Comics is of God with their witchcraft and their new ageism. So that's why I call him out. What's your question, young man?
So what's your opinion on,
I won't give you my opinion. I'm going to tell you what God's word says. How's that? I'll give you my biblical opinion. Okay, all right. On what, sir?
Worship.
Worship?
You think, where is this in the Bible then? Where is this in the Bible?
When you say worship, you're talking
thirsty?
About
There's
what is your worship
there.
Of God?
God provided
right?
that water.
You see how, does this sound, does
God
this look,
provided
does this
water.
Look like of God or flesh?
They're not with
so.
My flesh.
Yeah, it's a
flesh. I may not agree with you, but right. I still respect
what is he
yeah,
saying,
and it's flesh and it's feminization and it's anger. Godly
saying?
People don't act this way. This shows the proof
Why
of this place.
Why are you here acting okay. this way now?
So worship is your everyday life lived for Christ. Like if you ever get married, we're in a covenant right now in the New Testament. If you truly are Christ, you're born of him. So a covenant has, what's a covenant?
A covenant is a promise with God, right?
It's a what?
It's a promise and a connection with God, right?
You're close. It's also an agreement. It's that. Yeah. It's an agreement of two parties. Is a marriage like that too?
Yes.
So if you ever get a godly wife and you get married, is your work done the day you get married and you got nothing else to do? No. It just starts. So when you come to Christ through faith and repentance and his shed blood and you're born again, after God sees a willing vessel, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. Holiness and obedience marks your life, and you got to endure. Every day of your life becomes worship to God. There are no worship services in the Bible. Saints can gather. We can sing with our lips is what's in the New Testament. Old Testament was instruments. We are the instrument now. We can gather to sing. We can gather to pray. We can gather to read and study the Word. But it's not a worship service. Your everyday life lived. Like my wife, we don't go anywhere to have a marriage service. We're married all the time. Yeah. We love it. So that's how it is with God. So I was teaching a bunch of people over there. If you don't wake up every day, so ask the Holy Spirit to give you the knowledge of God and the mind of Christ if you want to be born again or if you are. If you don't wake up every day, ready? You wake up. What's the first thing when you wake up? It's like shake the cobwebs out, right?
Yeah.
As soon as the cobwebs are gone. Oh, I woke up. What time is it? If your first thoughts aren't, I want to love God today. He's given me another day. I want to worship him with my everyday life lived because he didn't kill me when he should have. Have you sinned before God many times?
Yes.
He didn't kill you. So have I. 10 times, 100,000 times more than you. He didn't kill me. I love him so much that I want to work and I want to labor and I want to do everything according to him. So the Pharisees came to Jesus and they tried to trap him. They said, what's the greatest commandment? And I love it. Do you know what Jesus said?
He said,
Matthew 22, he said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and then the book of Mark adds strength. So that's a tall order. That means everything you do should be loving God. And how do we love God? Not in our heart, not just feelings.
In our actions.
In our actions that meet his word. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The American church system does not keep the commandments of God. Okay? No, actually, no.
No, I'm going to have
Actually, no. I'm talking to these young men. So worship is your everyday life lived, not just a service. Worship is your everyday life lived. This man's a liar. By the way, I heard your weak 30-second prayer to eternal life. It's found nowhere in the Bible. That was heretical. That was absolutely heretical. It'll be on the testing of you. It'll be on the testing of you.
What does your sign mean? What are you protesting? Can you explain that to me? And I'll keep an open mind. I'm the most open-minded person you'll ever meet. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be standing here listening to you. But I legitimately want to know what you're protesting. I mean, if I'm wrong with following Jesus in my heart,
so we don't follow, I'll answer your question this way. We don't follow Jesus in our heart. We follow Jesus by faith. Without faith, you can't please God. And then
Jesus
he said it, you
heart.
Follow by your actions.
This
okay? This Jesus in your heart is a lie. What it is once you commit to Christ, he gives you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit enters your temple. It's not your heart. Jeremiah says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Here comes Skillet. Here comes Satanist Skillet.
Isn't technically
you have no right to tell other people what to feel in their heart.
Is it technically our heart a temple?
Say that again.
Is our heart technically a temple? Like,
well, no.
In the sense, because it's
your whole body, your whole life, your whole everything about you. Ready? How you dress, act, talk, live is all the temple of God.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just they. Ready? So ready. I want to use this example too. Ready? So they like to say, all these worldly people, like the people screaming. Do you see me screaming in anyone's ear and acting disrespectful? No. This is the flesh, okay? This is the flesh. If you ever got, let's go to you. You get married. Ready? I'm going to give you the Jesus is my in my heart theology, separate from my actions. You get married to a godly young woman. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? And you're married to this woman, and you're married for 3 years, and everything's going great. All of a sudden, one day you come home from work, and she goes, what's your first name?
Aaron.
She goes, Aaron, I got to talk to you. You go, what? She goes, I got a boyfriend. I've had one for 6 months. I've been sleeping with him. Is that sin? What's that called?
Don't
listen to this. Does this sound like God?
I mean,
this is of Satan. This is of the flesh. She says, Aaron, I have a boyfriend. And you go, oh my, what are you going to ask her to do if you forgive her?
What's it called? To get rid of
Get rid of the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you say?
Technically, you would ask them to repent.
Yep, repent. So you might forgive her and give her another chance, right? What if she says, Aaron, you know I love you in my heart, but I really like John, and I'm probably going to go and sleep with him 2 or 3 times a year, but I love you in my heart. You know what I'm
saying. Okay, so, yeah, I get that.
So what
that.
About we say, God, we love you in our heart, Jesus, but we keep sinning. Now it's the worst kind of sin. You know why? What I just told you about is physical adultery. Spiritual adultery is even worse. You're telling God stuff. You're sinning against God. She just sinned against you. You're sinning against God. If you keep all the pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, you live like the world, you watch sports and entertainment, worldliness, John Cooper music. None of this music is biblical. See, this music moves your flesh. You know what the Bible says we're supposed to be moved by? Spirit. And we are now instruments. This is beautiful. In the Old Testament, they were dead. They beat on instruments. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. If you're born of God, you have the Holy Spirit of God in you. Ephesians 5 says we are now the instrument, and we pluck our heartstrings, and we sing to each other and God with our lips. Ready? Do you ever see whales playing a piano? Do you ever see a sparrow, like those songbirds? Can they sing good? Do you ever see them beating a stick on rocks like they're going to do? What do they use?
They're using force.
And God's creation.
That's how we're supposed to almost like praise him. That's
in the New Testament. The Old Testament was archetypes, and God said something new and better is going to come. And it's come, and they keep going back to the old. Temple worship, now everybody has religious buildings. God did away with that. The New Testament body met where?
Body is us as a people, right?
Yeah, the ecclesia, the gathered body, they met in homes. Paul says over and over, the church in the house of, the church in the house of, the church in the house of. They didn't need buildings. One guy in a wooden box being paid to do all the teaching. Wouldn't it be better than one pastor doing all the teaching if there was 30 men and every Sunday, 5, 6, 8 men said, I have something to bring. Wouldn't it be better if we got a flavoring of all the... That's the New Testament model. The pastors don't do that because they think you're stupid and you don't know nothing. You have no right to speak. If you were in my... I'm an elder in a house body. If you were in my body and you're a godly young man and we're united... Oh, Aaron, what do you got for us today? Now we're going to listen. We're going to test you. And if you're unbiblical, we'll say, Aaron, can we help you on that? And we'll help you. But you get to use your gifting in the body. They don't do that. You got to go to seminary. Where's seminary in the Bible? Nowhere. Go to college to get a degree. These guys walking around that are reverends with collars and call themselves reverends. You know what Psalm says? God alone is revered. Why are men calling themselves reverends? See what I'm saying?
That's everything I completely agree with. Where like you're, but at the same time there is where you're young, but at the same time young people in Christ, they still have to learn though. So
wouldn't? Oh yeah, yeah. No, you would get up. You wouldn't be a teacher, but you would get up and share, and then we would test what you're sharing. I'm not saying you're going to be a pastor or an elder, but you get a voice to get up and say things. Hey, I went and witnessed to somebody. Guess what happened? I want to share it with you all. Hey, I have a question. Hey, I want to get up and sing a hymn. Everybody sing this hymn with me. You get to be used by the Spirit rather than, Pastor Bob's going on for another 15 minutes. Oh, we're going to get out of here soon, right? If you knew that the Holy Spirit was going to show up and speak through a whole bunch of people and do different things that might really be meaningful to you, do you think you might be more engaged? Instead of going, I just sit. And ready? Are we supposed to be Holy Spirit-led in our worship and everything?
Yes.
So in our gathering, should we be Holy Spirit-led? All these churches have programs. Show up, sing a song, say a prayer, 30-minute sermon, take a collection, sing two more songs, say a prayer, and we're done. Does that sound Holy Spirit-led? As man-led.
I mean, but what if you do get something? Like, what if, like...
Blind squirrels find nuts sometimes. God can still be glorified in anything, but if it's got sin to it and you keep doing it, you're compromised. You're practicing sin. If your church body keeps sin and you go there, you're compromised. God says you're in sin. You got to leave it. Do you realize Jesus said it's going to cost you everything to follow him? Your parents, maybe you'll lose your parents. The girlfriend you like, she goes, I ain't following you into that. She leaves. You got to lose everything for Jesus.
Because you have to sacrifice your daily to the flesh.
Yeah. Absolutely. That they don't teach you this. They're not calling you out. They're not teaching you how to dress your temple. They're not teaching you to throw your TVs away, come out of the sports, forget about all the worldliness. Don't worry about jogging and working out. Become a godly, holy man. You ready? You want to hear a terrible thing? I'm not proud of this, but I'll give you my confession. I used to be a bodybuilder. I looked in the mirror more than 100 women. I used to bodybuild to build my body up, and I spent 6 hours a day after work in the gym. Vain, useless, pride, and vanity. So if you do anything in your life that's full of pride and vanity, I drive a cool car, my girlfriend's the best looking, ooh, I look good in these shirt and these shoes, that's pride. Proverbs 16:17 says, you're an abomination to God. You're supposed to be humble and lowly.
And you're not supposed to take pride in God's works as well.
Yeah, you are. In Proverbs, it says God loves the proud of his doing. So you can be proud about serving God, not proud in your pride and your worldliness. Look it up. There's a verse that says proud, and it's good. All the other verses are proud. It's bad. It's against God's order and his ways. Here we go. Here comes Satan, man.
I like that. This is so random, but what do you think about, like, Orthodox and Catholic?
Catholics merged some Christianity with paganism. The Orthodox came out of the Catholics. They keep a bunch of false man-made traditions. I have articles on that on my teaching blog. The Bible says if you keep man-made traditions, you worship God in vain.
Like
Mark 7, yeah. Mark 7, exactly. Mark 7, Matthew 15, and they're all doing it. Whether they're Baptists or whatever, they're all doing it. And you got to come out of that.
All right, well, thanks for the conversation.
You both got a gospel card. Did you get a gospel card? Would you like one? Okay. Go on my website. You can email me, ask me any questions anytime. All right?
So, of course, there's all like these different things like Catholic, Orthodox, things like that. But wouldn't you say, because all of it is technically man-made, technically you're so, like how I like to say, instead of saying like, oh, I'm like this or that, I'd say, you could say like,
Say this, ready? I'm a follower of Jesus Christ and I'm part of his ecclesia. Ecclesia is the word church. You know what it means? Called out ones. You should be a called out one of Christ that has come out of the world in every false way. There will be no Catholics, no Orthodox, no Roman Catholics, no Mormons, no Lutherans. There will be none of them in heaven. You know who's going to be in heaven? The people that have come out, that have followed Jesus and left all of that. You must leave all your sin and false ways.
Non-denomination.
We don't have an organization. We just have, I have saints that I gather with all over the world. Like the New Testament. Did they have a name? Did they have a denomination? It's all made of man.
Wasn't it called, because Paul was called just a follower of Christ, right? Yeah, so that's basically what we're supposed to
be. But, yeah, we're supposed to be followers of Christ, but you can't just name yourself that. Now you got to live it. And you got to say, I leave every false way. I come out of man-made religion. Otherwise, you're not a follower of Christ. You're just one in name only. You're not worshiping him in spirit and truth.
That's really good. I really like it.
It's all on my website for free. I don't charge money like these guys. Ready? John Cooper. You know how much money he's worth? $12 million. Selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2 and turned tables over. They promote it here.
Yeah. just kind of see this like hate. Like, I might not agree with you on.
Doesn't matter. What do the scriptures say? Yeah. But yeah, thank you. You see the hate. That's hatred that comes out because.
Yeah, because what you're supposed to do as a person who is wise, you're supposed
God
to.
God gave you free yeah. speech.
Well, yeah, not only that, the Bible says, love God, love our neighbor. Did you see any love there? No. When they beat me up, is that love? No. The security guards here in 5 seconds wanted to call the police on me. Is that love? They couldn't open up their Bibles and show me truth, but they called the security guards and they called the police on me, and the police said, what's he doing? And I'm sure the police said, he's on a free speech sidewalk, he's not bothering anybody, leave him alone. And then the head guy told the security, leave him alone. They would have run me out of here in the first 5 seconds. Guess how many, how old are you guys?
I'm 14.
You look older. How old are you?
I'm 14.
I'm old, so I think everybody's older. But no, anyway, how old are you?
13.
They would have run me out of here. Do you know how many seekers that I met and talked to today? I've been here since 8:30 this morning. I'm an old man. I've been here since 8:30 this morning in the 100-degree heat. God gives me everything I need. I've talked to probably 75 people like you, not mocking, respectful, asking questions, a lot of them saying, this makes sense, and five people said, you're right, and they left. I love you guys. I hope I hear from you. Email me. Ask you any questions anytime.